Get ready to cheer on Team USA. Sign up for Xfinity Internet and get a Flex 4K streaming box free and Peacock Premium included. Can your internet do that?
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Peacock subscription required.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I need your help, Nick. My iPhone is mocking me because I get this once in a while. It just popped up right before we came live here. My step app showed up. Said, "How far did you walk yesterday?" What do you think it says?
Probably about 500 miles. That's a long walk.
I think the phone was playing with it. You guys, listen, my steps app listens to the show and figured, hey, I'll just.
When your phone is starting to set you up.
That's
a smartphone.
Setting up our jokes, exactly.
That's a smartphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need to download an app that tells me how far I walked. Does it tell you how far you walked?
Yeah.
Or just steps?
Both.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you put your weight in there. It tells you calories and stuff like that, too.
Because I'm uncertain how far around it is on my new track.
Just keep walking. Yeah.
If you go far enough, you'll get to 500.
That's right. You will. You will. Maybe not 500 miles, but yeah, this step app is really cool. I'll show you mine during the break.
Yeah.
I'll show you mine during the break. You've heard that before. You fell for that again. Yeah, my phone is starting to set. Well, they are smartphones.
Yeah.
They're setting us up for jokes now. I mean, literally, I'm sitting here, the intro music's playing. I look down at my app. You get those alerts on your phone. Hey, how far did you walk yesterday? Dude, phone, stay in your lane.
Did you set anything on the table?
In fact, I did. Now the goose is on the table. All right.
But did you think you'd be telling Todd today, oh, no, I got this really cool step app that tracks how far you walk. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, because I don't want to know how many steps I've taken.
It does distance, too.
The actual distance
it does
I'm
both.
Going.
It does both. It does both.
Because I do laps around the baseball field now.
Yeah, it does.
I think it's a little bigger than the track I was at before.
Yeah. And it's accurate too, because I put the phone in my pants, and when I first.
Are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, I walked about 10 steps, pulled the phone back out, and it's ten steps. I don't know how it does it.
And then put the phone back in.
Back in your pants.
Take two steps, pull it back out. That's what I do.
You will stop doing that eventually because you start counting steps that small, you'll think you'll be out there all damn day,
Well, he's got too many hours in his day. So
he does.
Maybe it's a good thing.
He does.
Right, Craig?
I guess.
Yeah, because I set a personal best on Friday. 2 consecutive miles backwards.
Good for you. I don't know if it does count backwards. I guess it's moving to your body.
Right,
it would know the difference.
You're still taking steps.
You're still taking steps, right.
You're going to need a different app.
Right. Yeah, that special backward app.
I don't think they made that one. They thought about it and went, who needs that?
Nobody's walking
That's
backwards.
Dumb.
You walked -2 miles.
Actor Barry Pepper later on this hour.
On an episode of the Kelly Clarkson Show last week, Kelly was telling the story. We're going to need the audio on this. Telling a story about getting, I guess you can call it, indigestion while on stage. In an arena, and the mad dash that she had to make backstage to a trash can.
I'll tell you right now, there was one time it wasn't pee, my friend.
She's talking to Clint Black.
I got some kind of wrecked up from some kind of food, and I literally, we were in an arena, and I shouldn't tell this story, but like I said, I don't have a filter. I had to run backstage to my quick change. I grabbed this poor trash can, and boy, I destroyed it. It was bad. It was bad. It was, and we might have to edit this out, but I'm just saying, it happens. What are you supposed to do?
She pooping it?
Yeah. You were right.
Kyle. Yeah. I was totally right.
That's what she did.
That's
because
she did.
Because she would have said puke in that conversation.
Or pee.
Yeah.
No, she
they
says.
Were
she
talking
says,
about pee.
She says, I'm not talking about pee.
Yeah.
Right. And she destroyed it.
Well, how did she? Yeah, she'd say indigestion, so it wouldn't be puking, probably more of a.
Aren't you letting the audience down if you run off stage to do that? That would be the most memorable concert ever.
Kelly Clarkson poop.
Well, you don't do it on stage.
That's probably illegal.
I don't know how you...
Right, you go sit on a trash can.
Must be a pretty stable trash can. Maybe when she was thinner. Right. Actually,
I didn't even mean it that way,
but now I think about it, that's pretty harsh. Sorry.
I'm just picturing that scene from Van Wilder where that guy's got his ass just stuck in the trash can.
I guess I've never...
And her crappy music's blaring.
Yeah.
I never noticed how Southern she was.
When she gets moving. Yeah, she's a Texas girl, right?
Oh,
yeah,
she
was a Texas girl, yeah.
She she's also talking to a country singer, too.
Right,
so
but, you know, when I heard her talking on
Idol.
She's
a Southern girl, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Texas girl. She was, yeah.
She sounded less twangy.
Yeah.
You know, in other conversations I've heard her have.
So she went back and finished the concert with the. She would have had to say, hey, is there anything on my whatever clothing she was wearing? Is there any poop on the bottom of my boots? Think about it. If she was going to run right back out.
Do
we know
sure
it wasn't puke?
Was
you sure it wasn't
up?
Puke?
No.
Quite certain. She said she destroyed it and it was not pee.
Well,
what's the other?
And they were talking about having to go to the restroom while they were on stage. Had it ever happened to them?
And she kept saying no filter, so it was obviously something pretty gross than puking, right?
I feel bad for the people.
Todd did that the other day here, but he destroyed the bathroom. But you do that.
Yeah, but he didn't destroy the trash can in the corner.
That would have been great.
Well, and generally, those little, what she mentioned, those little quick change tents that they have for them just off the side, that's where they change clothes. So there's two people, or one or two people in there helping her who have to just sit there for the rest of the show with a trash can full of poop.
Yeah, they can't move that.
Yeah, you can move that.
But do you, what's worse?
No, you're moving it.
You want to move it?
Sitting there, yes. Sitting there and smelling it is much worse than moving it.
You're working there. You're moving the damn stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that's not on my job description,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
You're a stagehand. You're moving the poop.
Didn't occur to me to poop in the trash can right next
that
to me.
Would have been great.
I thought, I'll excuse myself and go to the bathroom.
Thank you.
I could still make it.
What if you wouldn't make it, though?
Yeah.
Like, what if I kept talking? You said, the commercial break's coming. The commercial break's coming.
Oh, I would have walked out.
No. I'd love to. Just grab that little trash can. Just poop right in that thing. You got the sweatpants on. They'll come right off. Todd's up there. Kelly Clarkson. Even a big one, huh? Oh, man.
I think she owes
somebody
it to
light
the
a
crowd.
Match. She walked back on the stage. Somebody light a match.
I think she owes it to the crowd to do that on stage.
Right.
For all the dudes that got drugged to that show that didn't want to be there at all, I'd be like, hey, this turned around pretty quick. What's your favorite part of the show? Oh, when she took a dump in that trash can on stage?
Hey, I wanted
like
to do that.
Yeah. But I love it that she – what if she had a wireless mic on and walked over there, too? Hang on there. I'm right out. I'm right out. Hang on. Oh, geez. Just keep playing, guys.
Oh.
Since you've been gone. Yeah. I've been taking, watery dumps and trash cans.
It turned around when she took a dump on stage. It would.
I'd go see her again.
Right.
Just see what happens.
I mean, she could do it now. She wears a muumuu on that show anyway now. Yeah.
I'm taking a dump in a trash can as we speak.
But if she mentioned beforehand that she'd be squatting on a trash can some point during the show.
Yeah.
Might sell some extra tickets.
I'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw her back when she was young and hot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there would be one reason to go to the show.
Right. Yeah, she poops in a trash can, right?
That and Miss Independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to save that for the encore.
Yeah.
You just see everybody leaving for the exits, and you know it's coming. You're like, man, you can't leave yet. She hasn't even taken a crap in the trash can.
Confetti rains down from the rafters.
That's your finisher, right? Yeah.
Are you gonna beat the traffic and miss this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe that's a pyro thing right at the end.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, have some theatrics to go with it.
Yeah.
Make a production out of it.
Dress it up a little.
I wonder how she. I want to know more. Was she interviewing who? Clint Black?
Yeah.
He should have said back and said, hey, well, what happened after that? Did you clean up?
Yeah.
Or did you turn around on stage? Everybody went, whoa!
I read this story, and it sounded like, I didn't watch the clip, but it sounded like Clint was kind of speechless at the end, just kind of going, well,
yeah,
okay.
Thanks for the poop story there.
I didn't hear. Did she say what brought it on? Was she sick? bad clams.
She said she had a just indigestion. You know?
They were just talking about has this ever happened to you having to go pee?
Yeah.
And then she says, "Well,
let me tell you.
Yeah,
I will see you and raise you."
Yeah, he's not going to one up that story.
No.
No, not when there's destruction involved.
I don't know how you sit on a trash can without the help of somebody else, without the trash can either collapsing
you
or falling down.
You probably have to hover.
Right, you have to hover.
Well, sometimes there are metal trash cans.
I understand that, but hopping on one doesn't make it stable.
She could have just held it there, too.
Yeah.
She's standing and holding it.
That's something, she's just standing it. You're right.
Maybe somebody held her up.
Yeah. Hold me up, I'm pooping.
If you're working backstage there and you see her just run off the stage, she drops her pants. She's about to take a dump in that trash can.
Some stagehand has the greatest stories ever from that night, right?
Is there any poop on the bottom of my boots is currently number 3 on the country chart.
It would sell.
A 12-foot-long, 445-pound alligator.
That's warmer than Kelly Clarkson's pants, I bet.
steaming trash can.
How big's the alligator, Craig?
12-foot-long, 445-pound alligator.
Oh, my God.
Was killed along the Edisto River in Charleston County, South Carolina.
Whoa, way to roll them there, Craig.
And so they, they took him into the place to get it weighed and whatnot. They had him up on the chain, showing off everything. And they opened him up to see what was in his belly there. They found a spark plug. They found a metal jacket from a bullet that he had eaten. And they found 5 brass ID tags from dog collars.
Oh, no. He ate 5 dogs. And you know what? The tags probably could probably still read the name if they didn't get so somebody lost their
There's
dog.
Pictures
and that's
of
how
this.
They found out their dog. That's what happened to
Well, a local resident said he lost his dog in the area 24 years ago hunting.
Yeah.
So, things were found were claws of bobcats and turtle shell fragments.
That dude ate everything but 5 dog collars.
How long does a gator live?
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Push is good.
It's been long enough
right
to
now.
Get a while. That big.
Longer than 24 years, obviously.
30 to 50 years.
Okay.
Man. Well, no humans, though, right?
Well, none that they could specifically
identify.
They don't
wear collars.
Right?
They
don't wear wristwatches.
Usually
anything.
Don't wear it, yeah. Kelly Clarkson's trash can in there. Yeah. She probably would eat the hell out of that.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a Deadpool name next year. You know it is. Kelly Clarkson's trash can.
She didn't detail the contents.
No.
Oh, I feel I'm sad, though. Some poor dog's walking around all of a sudden, chomp. Man.
Oh,
many
I thought you were
poor dogs.
Say, some poor dogs walking around without a collar now.
Yeah. That's not
how did he get that collar off
man,
of his teeth?
Pretty precisely, just ripped off that collar. That was a close one for that dog.
I wonder if this alligator's stomach was upset, because that's a bunch of crap just to have in your stomach.
Yeah. No, I think they're pretty. They got a lot of tolerance, I'm sure.
Anything. There's a video out there of a guy chipping on a fairway with an alligator walking past him, and he does it. It was out last week. Not a 12-footer, but big enough. A scary-looking alligator was about 6-10 feet in front of him, and he walks up to his ball, and the alligator keeps walking. I don't know if you saw the video. And the guy just gets down on the ball and chips up. Did you just watch that?
Neither acknowledges each other.
No. But you don't do that. They tell you not to do that.
The gator's on the green.
On the fairway. He's chipping on, but he walks up to the ball, and the gator's walking not towards the ball, but kind of side parallel to it.
Just across his path.
And he just walks up and hits it anyway. You don't do that.
The gator doesn't look at the golfer. No. The golfer just goes up, hits his ball like the gator's not there.
Right, but the gator could look at the golfer eventually. He's lucky he didn't look at it and just go for him.
Yeah. He had a pitching wedge. That's enough to keep the gator off.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they're inclined.
Then you open up that gator and it's got a pitch. No, but they tell you, dude. You know, if you golf enough down there, Todd.
Right.
They tell you, don't get near the gators.
Yeah, to attack you unprovoked.
Right.
Like, how far away was he?
Not that far.
6 feet.
6 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. It went viral last week.
Close enough somewhere. To be considered threatening right. by the Gator, I would assume.
I would have been looking for a trash can.
20 years from now, they're going to open up that Gator and there's going to be a putter in there. Or did you mean that chipping wedge?
Finding the perfect gift for your family members can be a struggle. Our family hasn't been able to get together for quite a while now, so I felt like the pressure was really on. Luckily, I found the perfect way to bring us all together safely. At PaintYourLife.com, you get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect and receive it in about 3 weeks. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word PODCAST to 64000. That's PODCAST to 64000. Text PODCAST to 64000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text PODCAST to 64000.
Passover starts at sundown tomorrow. Right. 8-day holiday. Celebrating the emancipation of the Jews from slavery in ancient Egypt when God passed over the houses of the Israelites during the last of the 10 plagues. The most widely observed Jewish holiday.
Does that often coincide with Easter?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it does.
Sure.
Well, Easter's a floating holiday.
It is. Right. And I still object to that.
Christ always came back on a Sunday for some reason.
Yeah, he was always born on the same day, but the day he's crucified is a floating holiday.
Never got it.
I don't get it.
It's like it's made up or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No. One's always, you know, Friday, and then the other's always the following Sunday.
There's a shadow, too.
It floats like Jesus floats.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I just learned this year that Good Friday is right before Easter.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that ain't right.
That's what they said on Good Friday.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Jesus must have really liked jelly beans.
Yeah.
Not a sentence I thought I was going to hear today, but here we are.
But they fell through his hand, too, though. When you reach in to grab one.
Wow. The cruel irony.
You have to use fingertips to grab them, you know.
Yeah. You want a handful of jelly beans? Real funny.
I do.
Yeah. I do, but yeah. Put them in my sweatshirt. You put them in a sweatshirt, like when Todd shops.
Yeah.
That's my shopping basket.
Researchers are diagnosing.
Run that for a promo Easter weekend. Save it for next weekend, puss. Run that for the promo next weekend.
Researchers are diagnosing a rare phenomenon.
By the way, the only reason I know Easter's next weekend is because they're making us take Good Friday off.
Yeah.
Our company.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have known.
Not at all.
I really wouldn't know because I'm just saying, oh, I got a Friday off. I can drink next weekend on a Thursday and have a good time. It's going to be nice. But it's like I wouldn't have known Easter was next Sunday.
In the meantime, some devout Christian has to go to work on Good Friday. But the atheists get the day off.
They tell us we can't work, so we're just going to stay home.
And drink.
I feel bad for Jesus now. Poor dude just wants a handful of jelly beans.
You just hear him just one by one, and tink, 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 hitting the wood floor. God damn it.
Ask your dad about that today, correct?
No.
That's
no.
True.
Okay. You're horrible people.
We're not denying that.
That's not news. Your job is to give us news, Craig.
Just ask your
researchers
dad.
Are diagnosing a rare phenomenon in which a woman cries blood tears while menstruating.
Oh, well, I've seen it, actually. I've seen that in a couple women I met. I've known.
The study published in BMJ.
And they're usually yelling at you at the time, too.
And do salty tears come out of her vagina?
I think I've seen that, too.
I think that's pee.
Right. Somebody needs to flip her over.
Well, that's always a good idea, no matter what you're talking about. Someone needs to flip her
over. Nick came damn close to taking a knee on that one. The study published in BMJ, British Medical Journal, calls the condition hemolacria. The research followed a 25-year-old woman who was admitted into the hospital when she began to experience crimson tears during the beginning of her period.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Scientists say the flow of blood can sometimes be rerouted outside of the uterus, seeping out of places like the nose, nipples, or even eyes.
Oh, man, blood comes out of nipples. I am out.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, right.
I am
I'm
out
running.
Of that room.
We're through walls.
She's the devil.
Typically, hemolacria is associated with health problems, but this particular woman didn't show any such issues. She was given hormonal therapy for 3 months, and that helped her stop the unconventional bleeding. Researchers say more investigations should be done in order to find out why these random occurrences happen.
We'll take that call, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, how many different holes are you bleeding from?
Okay. Okay, that's the question. Yeah, sure.
Eyes, ears, nose, mouth.
Nipples.
Yeah. Nipples.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I know. What's wrong with Mom? She possessed or it's her period. I don't know. One of the two.
Kill it with fire.
Sometimes that's the same thing, by the way.
She's leaking everywhere again.
Good story, Craig.
That would be hard for her to even like get into a relationship.
I know.
Because, you know, every month you have to be like, okay, by the way.
Because you're going to learn that early on in the relationship, right? You're going to realize, I really love this girl. I guess I'll put up with that. And then about 10 years in, oh, my God, she's bleeding.
Yeah, I guess you got about no more than a month before you learn that
and
in a relationship.
Maybe, she may feel obligated to tell you that up front.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
next week I'm going to be bleeding from my eyes.
And my nipples.
They should have to. She's sitting across from you at dinner, and she's just, you know, her nipples are filling with blood.
You're thinking, I must be doing something right.
First of all, it's a horrible affliction. If you have that, I feel sorry for you. That sucks. But, the bleeding nipples across the table.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound life-threatening, though.
The Bleeding Nipples is a great band name, by the way, though. The Bleeding Nipples.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Too much raft rubbing.
I need some chicks in there, in the band, too, for that matter.
If you're that girl, you'd have to just, like, dip your chest into the spaghetti to make it look like it's marinara.
Like, oh, sorry, I spilled spaghetti, right? Yeah.
Good plan.
But every month you're doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're eating spaghetti for a week straight, once a month.
I could mix it up and maybe do lasagna
or
something
else.
Also,
it would scare the hell out of your kids, though. They'd grow up and just think
it'd
that's
be normal to them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Don't you believe with the nipples like my mom does?
Salsa would work, too. A nice red salsa.
Yep. What if a kid's breastfeeding, would they turn into a vampire?
Oh, good point. Or not.
Well, it's a point.
It's a question.
He turns into
a
vampire.
It's a question. Right. Not a good point, nor a point.
A question.
A question.
Yeah, let's go with that. We'll stick with the second one there. The third one.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.